everyone, this is your host Keith, and welcome to another spooky Halloween special from the Retro Radio Podcast, the internet's best kept secret source for your favorite old time radio shows.
But we are working on getting the word out.
Thanks for telling a friend about us. Remember, you can visit our webpage and check out all of our shows at retro-otr.com. And even though it may be a spooky show, it's still family-friendly entertainment.
What's the deal with the noises in the background?
What? What's happening in the background?
Listen, can't you hear that?
It's just where old Retrobot's going to die.
What did you say?
What? I didn't say anything.
And now, here's Keith to start the show.
Hey everybody, this is Keith, your host of the Retro Radio Podcast, and welcome back to another spooky Halloween episode. This one's actually going to be another sci-fi show, and it's called...
The Robot Killer.
Oh, okay. And it's from...
A radio series called 2000 Plus.
Alrighty, and a date?
August 30th, 1950. Sheesh, where would he be without us?
Alright, thanks. It is about a robot.
I like robots.
Which, of course, the Retrobots, kind of, when they listen to the show, you can just kind of see their mouths water and their eyes glaze over because they just love the robot.
I like the robot, but where did they get that voice from?
But it kind of gives me a worried feeling, though, if you ask me.
What are you talking about, Keith?
Because in this robot, the story actually kind of reminds me of the story of the Frankenstein monster, where...
Did you just call that nice robot a monster? I don't believe it.
He comes to life, and he's kind of misunderstood.
I feel so sorry for that poor little robot.
They accidentally kills somebody, and then all the villagers come out to get him. Well, the robot is kind of in that situation. He's just a robot. He's just doing what he's told. He's a big old hulking hunk of metal. But he just doesn't have a lot of finesse. And, of course, he gets given away as a radio prize in the contest. Man, I wish I had a robot to give away.
Keith, stop looking at me like that. You creep me out.
Too bad. But he gets given away to this family where the woman in the family has had some mental issues. She's had a mental breakdown, and so she's a little bit paranoid. The husband thinks the robot is just kind of a toy. He doesn't think they're going to keep it. He's talking about just, you know, giving it away or tossing it away.
You keep staring at me when you talk about tossing robots away. Stop it.
And the mentally unstable wife kind of gets jealous, and she, behind her husband's back, teaches the robot how to do things that would normally require emotions to do, like love and hate and stuff like that. Or actually, you know, maybe the robot doesn't really learn emotions. He just is responding to what she says. But that's debatable. But anyway, it's an interesting story about a robot who does some scary things. Oh, yeah, I almost forgot. I have some important webpage news. Of course, it's always important to me. I hope it's at least interesting to people who listen. I had some trouble with a social networking plugin that I removed, which I think I mentioned that before in a recently podcasted podcast. Well, I kind of wanted to have something like that because I kind of wanted to have an open forum for listeners to hop onto and make comments and various things. I know there's plenty of comment fields and all for people to use, but sometimes I don't know if people just don't like to use the comment fields or don't know how to. It just requires that you register, but I'm getting off the topic here. I found a a forum plugin that I could use on my webpage. And so I'm giving it a test drive. Hope people have discovered that in the link bar near the top and the bottom of the page. There's now a link there called Forum. Excuse me. There's a link there called Forum. And it actually seems to work pretty well. I had this a little bit of a glitchy time getting it set up because I installed it, and then right away I got called aside to take care of some personal business. My relative was moving, and we had to take some time away from our normal routine to go and help heave-ho in the U-Haul. And it kind of set me back even on my Wednesday podcast, which never got aired. Oops. but I managed to go ahead and get the forum up and running, and it's up and running now, even as we speak. Just like with any forum, if you're logged in, you can make forum topics, respond to people's topics, and all like that. If you're a guest, I think you should at least be able to still read it. And by being a guest, that means you're just not logged on to the forum. But I have some ideas of where I would like to go with that. Being a forum, I would really like to get some listener support to check it out. There's a couple of vague topics, forum topics that are out there, kind of covering my more popular categories of shows like adventure, comedy, westerns, detectives, and I think there might be another one, but there may be all of them. And then there's a general group where it just has site policies and terms of use, and just a general feedback to for me to post things as the site admin, and for the listeners to post just general miscellaneous questions to myself. And so that's the word about the forum. If you've ever been to a forum, well, you know what to expect there. I really do encourage people to check it out, sign up, make a comment, leave your mark. Make sure you drop by and read the policies that I have there. It's very short, very brief, non-legalistic words. Basically, you know, use nice language. If you don't hear it in an old-time radio show, don't say it. Basically. If anyone tries to get out there and spam the site with unwanted links to some weird, you know, web page that makes no sense or something, we'll have to develop a policy on that, but I would prefer not to see that. If it's your personal page, if it's your personal business, and you're just happening to be making comments about old-time radio stuff, yippee. That's a whole other story, but I just would like not to see any blatant spam on that. Anyhow, I'll be posting some things on that, kind of to get some forum ideas and topics started. But stop by, check it out, and enjoy. Oh yeah, one more thing about the webpage. I do have a random poll that shows up on the sidebar. And, oh yeah, I did also put a PayPal button out there for a tip jar. I don't know if anyone's noticed that or not. I know no one's clicked on it yet. Anyway, I'm getting off topic here. I know what I was going to say. There's also a poll there. And it just puts a random question. There's not very many questions, but it just kind of randomizes a few. And I try to watch that. It doesn't get a lot of people using that, but it gives me enough to get an idea of what people might like on the webpage. And I've noticed that I have a particular question that asks about what's your favorite category of show. And, of course, by far away, everything is my comedy department, because it's kind of... Personally, I kind of gravitate to that kind of thing. But I also notice that there is a lot of people saying that they like westerns and the detective shows and the police shows. Well, I like them too. It's just I don't have quite so many of those in my collection. I was trying to find some a little while ago, and I'm still trying to hunt down some sources for getting more Westerns and more detective shows in. I don't know if I can squeeze them in the immediate future, but watch for those to come up in the next, hopefully, we'll start squeezing some new things in the next month or two, and for sure by the end of the year we ought to be able to kick off with a whole new batch of shows to present on the podcast. So that's what I was trying to think of to say.
Thanks for those words, Keith. Now for our featured presentation.
Ooh. All the time that I was alone, I thought of what I would do. If only I dared. And then I saw the robot.
2,000 plus. Science fiction adventures in the world of tomorrow. The years beyond 2000 A.D. 2,000 plus presents... A robot killer.
So, you are Mr. Samuel Donaldson.
Yes, sir. Happy Sam, they call me.
Yes, I know. I have friends who think your television program is very funny. I do not.
That's a living, Professor Strager. Now, may I see the mechanical man I'm giving away as the jackpot prize on my show next week?
It is not a mechanical man, Mr. Donaldson. The correct word is robot. R-O-B-O-T.
I know.
This robot is a supreme achievement of our electronics division. We worked on it for 6 years. We'll do whatever it is instructed to do. I simply do not understand how the management of this corporation can think of giving it away to this public, to this magnificent mechanism.
Ah, look, Professor. This corporation sponsors my TV show. We're on 1,246 stations. We're telecast in three-dimensional color. And the Happy Sam show is the number two favorite in the country. The sponsor thinks it would be a good advertising gimmick to offer a super jackpot prize, a mechanical man, a robot. And I never argue with a sponsor. Now, please, may I see what I've come to see?
All right, young man, I have no choice. Come along. There it is. Experimental robot 23.
Rather. He's really something, Professor. 6 feet tall. Shiny metal. Flexible fingers. Say, how does he work?
Very simply. His electronic controls respond to ultra-high frequency waves which emanate from this microphone box. Speak into the microphone, or Robert will do whatever you order him to.
Anything?
Virtually. Robert 23 has an electronic brain. You can try for yourself, yeah.
Okay. Sing Sweet Adeline.
Really, Mr. Donaldson, what a ridiculous request. You think the best scientific brains in the country worked for 6 years for a robot?
Sweet Adeline.
Heavens.
Will you be mine?
Oh, yes. It really tried to sing.
He's very clever, Professor. Hey, watch this. Pick up that broom in the corner and sweep the floor. Oh, boy, the housewives who watch my program will love this. What? I'll be darned. Look at there. He's doing it. Okay, stop sweeping. What a gadget. What a giveaway. Now, I see something for the kitties, and Hey, what is that?
That kitten is the pet of Dr. Broderick of the physics laboratory, and I assure you, you cannot give that away.
I don't want to give the kitten away. I just want a little heartthrob on the show for the youngsters. Here, kitty. Come here, kitty. Come here, kitty. Now, kitty. Now, down the floor you go. Now, down the floor. Go ahead. And we'll show how gentle and friendly our jackpot prize robot is with pets. Now, give me the mic.
Mr. Donaldson, what are you going to do now?
Okay, Robot 23, go over to the kitten. Pick it up and pet the kitty. Nice kitty.
Meow.
Look at that. Isn't that sweet? Oh, Boy, what a camera shot on the air. Hey, what's he doing?
Number 23, drop the kitten. Drop the kitten.
Drop kitten.
Oh, poor Tabby. Why, he killed a kitten. Broke its neck.
He tried to pet it, and he killed it. Have you see what comes when fools play with science? No good will come of giving this robot away to the public. I warn you, no good will come of it.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, this is Happy Sam the Happy Man, welcoming you to another half hour of mirth and melody. Boys, how about a fanfare? Thank you very much. Now, you know that every week for the past 4 weeks, our grand super jackpot has been growing and growing. At this moment, these are the sensational prizes in that jackpot. A free rocket plane trip for two to Paris, flying in the new 150-passenger luxury rocket cruiser at 60,000 feet, only 3 hours and 10 minutes from New York to Paris. A Caddy atomic-powered sports roadster, the automobile that never needs gas or oil. It runs almost forever. A Krylon man suit tailored to your measure. Krylon is the wonder fabric guaranteed to last 100 years. And with this suit, a special set of 14 different Krylon chemical colors. Dip that suit in the color you prefer. Wear it, then change the color with another rinse. The suit is always pressed, always perfect. 14 suits in one. A complete wardrobe on your back. And the one thing money cannot buy, more money. Yes, $10,000 cash. Now, those are our jackpot prizes. And now tonight, we add one more prize. A prize so fantastic and wonderful, nothing like it has ever been offered to a lucky winner before. This prize is a supreme achievement of modern science. It is an entire retinue of servants in one amazing machine. It is a slave to your every command. And here it is, Michael the Mechanical Man. Thank you. And now to determine who wins this giant jackpot and who wins this mechanical marvel, Michael the Mechanical Man, 1,000 slaves in one amazing machine. Now, as you know, ladies and gentlemen, each and every one of you millions of people watching this program on your visit screens are receiving this program via microwave. And now our computators are in action. They are channeling every microwave reception on this program. When the spinner disc stops, if your television set is on, if you're the lucky person, you win the jackpot. Wait. The computator has finished. The engineer signals that the spinner disc is slowing down. And we have a winner tonight. We picked up a set who had us tuned in. Our pretty model is walking across the stage with a name. Thank you, honey. And now, here it is, the name you've all been waiting to hear. 423 North Glencoe Boulevard in Martin Hills, New York. Apartment 5B. Mr. John Hanold. Mr. John Hanold.
Sit down, Mr. Hanold. My practiced medical eye, judging from the smile on your face, tells me that you're pretty happy that Mrs. Hanold is being released from the hospital today.
No, it's not only that, Doctor. Don't tell me you haven't heard of my other good piece of luck. Everyone in town's been calling me for hours before I left for the hospital.
Another good piece of luck? No, I haven't heard.
Why, I won some fabulous prizes on the giveaway show, including $10,000.
Oh?
That means your bill's going to be paid. And I also got a trip to Paris and a mechanical man and Lord knows what.
That's wonderful. I congratulate you. However, I think I would forget that trip to Paris for a while.
What?
In fact, wait a few hours before telling Mrs. Hanold about your good fortune.
Oh, why, Doctor?
Mr. Hanold, after your wife's illness, she suffered a nervous breakdown. She became mentally unstable, but she's pretty good now, thanks to what the hospital has done. However, when you take her home, she must feel she's returning to her normal life. And winning $10,000 prizes isn't very normal.
Oh, I see.
The main thing we want to avoid is a relapse. She should have a few neighbors who can drop in and see her now and then?
Well, there's Miss Barton, Virginia Barton. She lives in the apartment next to us on our floor.
Oh, yes, yes. Your wife mentioned her occasionally. Do they get along all right?
I think so. Why?
Nothing. I just wondered. Well, Mrs. Hanno's waiting for you. I know you're very anxious to get her home. Nurse, have Mrs. Hanno come in, please. I think in another month or so she'll be fine. Oh, here she is now. Hello, Mrs. Hanno.
Mary, darling, am I glad to see you?
Hello, John. Hello, Doctor.
Yeah, what did I tell you? Doesn't she look fine?
Oh, she certainly does.
John, how good it is to be going home. I'm as excited as a schoolgirl.
Well, don't get too excited. You got to take it easy for a while.
Is that what the doctor says? He's such a worry bird.
You do what your husband says, Mrs. Hanno, and you'll just be fine.
See? Doctor's orders.
I promise. Thank you, Doctor. You've been very kind.
I'll drop in from time to time to see you. Well, goodbye, Mrs. Harold.
Goodbye, Doctor. All right, dear, let's go. Let's go.
I can hardly believe it.
Well, the doctor told me to wait until you got home before telling you.
$10,000.
And the trip to Paris. Think of it. Oh, I hope we can take it in the summer during my vacation.
And a mechanical slave, John. Where will we put it?
Now, wait, honey. You're not supposed to get excited. Oh, my boy, who can help us?
The crazy things they give away.
Well, I'll see who it is.
Hello, John.
Oh, hello, Virginia.
Who is it, John?
Why, it's Virginia.
Mary, I just had to come and tell you how wonderful it is. Your being back and all those wonderful prizes. It was very nice of you to come in, Virginia. And thank you for the supper you prepared for my homecoming. I was delighted to, darling. When John asked me... John asked you to? Well, yes, he was so happy you were coming back. Well, John, there's a Mary's being home call for a celebration. Can't we have a drink?
Well, I don't know, Virginia. Mary's supposed to get rest. Still, well, I suppose one sip won't hurt. But I have to go out and get something, though. I'll be right back.
Oh, darling, when you get your prizes, I'll have cause to be jealous of you. Cigarette? No, thanks. Jealous? Why? Well, you'll have two men, John and the Robus. Poor little me, a bachelor gal all alone. You know, I really think you ought to give me one of them. Which one would you like to have? Darling, what a silly question. The mechanical man, of course. He doesn't drop ashes on the rugs. He'll wash the dishes and put out the cat. He'll never argue a line to me. I knew you were serious. What did you expect me to be? I don't understand. But I do. In the hospital, I began to understand a lot of things. I know the doctors thought something happened to my mind. But all that happened was that it became very clear, very sharp. And for the first time, I began to think clearly. Darling, I think this excitement's been too much for you. I shouldn't have come in. Because I was here. Is that why you shouldn't have come in? You're wrong, Mary. Everything you're thinking is wrong. John would come to the hospital only once a day. But he was working. Some days he wouldn't come at all. Mary, you know he has to go out of town on business once in a while. I know many things. I would lie in my hospital bed and the shadows would whisper to me. They would say, where is John now? While you lie in an antiseptic bed in a hospital room that is as cold as a surgeon's knife, cutting your memories to pieces. You frightened me. Don't go. John will be back in a moment. I have a headache. I've got to go. But what will John say when you're not here? You poor darling. You poor sick Mary. Yes, walk out on me, Virginia. Leave me alone. But I'm not alone as I was in the hospital. I'm home now, my home. And I'm near you. Near enough to kill you. If only I could think of how to do it.
Robot's quite a guy, isn't
he? He looks something like the Tin Woodman of Oz. I used to read about him.
Well, I doubt so, but he can do any of the things they said on that program.
Well, my guess is they like to sell them for junk or give them away to some kids. Well, let's see. The directions say, turn on the racket switch for power, and then just talk into the microphone. Use simple phrases and precise instructions.
Well,
what's my telling him to do? He's your boyfriend.
Tell him to move the green chair about 2 feet back in the corner.
Okay. Move green chair back 2 feet into corner.
John, he's walking.
That's the darndest thing I ever saw. He did it. Hey, he's going to be all right.
John, does he have a name?
A name? Don't be silly.
He must have a name. He's almost like a person, Oscar.
What does he talk to? What is your name? Your name. Do you have a name? I see, you can't talk.
Don't ask him a question. Tell him to tell you. Do as the directions say.
Tell me your name.
Experimental Robot 23.
Robot 23.
Kind of gives me the creeps.
Oh, he's wonderful.
Well, what would I do? He can't stand there staring at us. There's nothing for him to do around here.
The poker, that steel poker in the fireplace.
Well, what about it?
He looks so strong. Tell him to bend it.
Bend it? Well, Larry, that's solid steel. He's just a tin toy with electronic nerve.
Please, John, tell him.
But, honey, he'll probably get a short circuit or something, straining himself. Then we will have to jug him. Oh, all right, all right. Bend poker there. Bend steel poker. I see, just pick it up. But nothing's happening. Bend it. Bend it. You see, I told you. Good Lord.
Are you bending the steel as if it were tapping?
And did you see that? Why, it's almost as if he threw it down, disdaining of showing off.
Why did you turn him off?
He's dangerous, Mary. Dangerous and frightening. I'm going to dismantle.
No.
No, wait, don't get so excited about it. You know what the doctor said.
Don't dismantle him, John, please.
All right. You insist. Remember, Mary, you're not to give him any orders except when I'm home.
Darling, I wouldn't do anything that wouldn't be right for me. Almost 4 hours until John comes home. Lock the door. And now to make him come to life again. Speak to me. Say to me, hello, Mary.
Hello, Mary.
Hello, Robot 23. How nice of you to visit me. Every day you visit me. Why do you do that, tell me? Because I love you.
Because I love you.
Because you love me. Oh, Robot 23, how handsome and strong you are. And you are mine. You do what I want you to do. You are my slave. Say to me, I am your slave.
I am your slave.
That vase that Virginia gave me last year, there, the blue one. Destroy that vase. Thank you, Robot 23, very much. Of all the things in the world I have, you are the most wonderful. Because you love me and obey me and would do anything for me. Anything. At the door, someone there. It can't be John. It's much too early for John. I'll see who it is, and you wait for me. Wait, as you always do. You. Hello, Mary. I'm sorry to disturb you.
What do you want?
This package was delivered to my door.
Something you probably ordered by phone. It's marked 5D, but your name's on it. Should have said 5B.
Yes, from the grocery. Oh, is that the mechanical man standing in the living room?
That is Robot 23. Does he really work?
He's awfully big and clumsy looking.
He's come to visit me. He's mine.
He doesn't love you. Doesn't love...
course not, Mary. Of course not. I'm sorry to have disturbed you. Is there anything I can do for you?
No, nothing. Go away.
You saw her, didn't you? Say, yes, I saw her.
Yes, I saw her.
She's the one I hate. And John, John is the one I love. And you love me. Say, I love you.
I love you.
You must destroy her the way we destroyed the babe. Now that you've seen her, you know my secret. And you will kill her for me because you are my slave. Say, I will kill her.
I will kill her.
Virginia, it's a pleasant surprise. Why are you calling me?
It's about Mary.
Mary? Has something happened? What is it?
I rang your doorbell a few minutes ago. One of Mary's packages had been delivered to me by mistake. She came to the door.
Yes?
She acted very strangely, particularly when I asked about the mechanical man, the robot.
Well, what do you mean, Virginia, strangely?
She wouldn't let me come in and look at him. She said he didn't love me.
What?
She was in a strange... state. John, are you sure she's all right?
Virginia, listen, the robot wasn't moving or doing anything, was it?
Not that I could notice. But Mary's attitude and her odd remarks...
I knew I shouldn't have accepted that tin monster. Well, I'll get home as soon as I can, Virginia. Thanks for calling. Rosenblatt, this is John Hanold.
Oh, yes, Mr.
Hanold. A neighbor just called me. Mary's acting strangely. I'm worried.
I don't understand, Mr. Hanold.
Well, we won some prizes on a TV show a few days ago, and one of them was a mechanical man, a robot.
Oh, yes, you told me about it.
Well, the robot, in my opinion, is a dangerous gadget. Oh, anyway, one of the neighbors reported that Mary is talking strangely about it. I wonder if you could meet me at the apartment. It'll take me about half an hour to get there.
Mr. Hanold, I hope you'll forgive me, but you've got to expect that neighbors with all the goodwill in the world tend to exaggerate the exactions of the people whom they have known to have been mentally ill. I'm sure there's nothing to be alarmed about.
Yes, but Doctor, this neighbor is a good friend and an intelligent woman.
Well, I've had a lot of experience in these matters, Mr. Hanold. However, to ease your mind, I'll try to drop over sometime this evening or in the morning. We'll have a talk about it. I'm in a meeting now.
Well... All right, Doctor. If you say so. Thanks very much.
Hello?
Oh, Virginia, this is John.
Yes, John.
I just spoke to the doctor. He thinks there's nothing to worry about, but... Well, I wonder if you'd do me a great favor.
Of course, John. What is it?
I've got a few things here to clean up at the desk, so I can't get home right away. I wonder if you'd go in and stay with Mary until I get there.
But, John, frankly, I'm a little frightened.
Oh, that's silly, Virginia. After all, what can happen?
The door. Wait till over 23 and I'll come back to you. Say, I will wait for you.
I will wait for you.
Thank you. Thank you, darling. Mary, I wonder if I could visit with you for a while.
Why?
Why do you want to visit with me?
Well, darling, I'm your neighbor.
And I thought it would be very nice if we had tea. Don't you want me to come in, Mary?
Yes. Yes, I do want you to come in. Come in and meet Robert 23.
Mary, he moved since I saw him last. He was standing by the fireplace when I was at the door before. And now he's by the sofa. Oh, darling, that lovely vase I gave you and Johnny. It's broken.
broken in a million pieces.
I had him do it. He did it. He did it.
What do you mean?
You know what I mean. You and your lies and your deceit.
Mary, what are you doing? Why are you picking up that microphone?
Rosa 23 loves me as I love John. And he won't destroy my love. He won't. Rosa 23, don't do it. Kill her. Kill her.
Mary. Mary.
No. No.
Please, please stop crying. Good heavens, what happened?
Mary.
Excuse me, Mr. Hamill, but I think I can tell you what happened. I'm Professor Strager, one of the men who built that robot. I came to your apartment hoping to persuade you to return the robot. But a dreadful commotion inside called this patrolman in the corner, and we forced our way in here. The robot was moving toward this young lady here.
I tried to get away. Whenever I went, it...
I cut off the control box and stopped the robot.
Mary wanted to kill me, John. Kill me.
Doctor. How's Mary? Is she all right?
I've given her a sedative, Mr. Hamill. I'll take her back to the hospital in a few hours.
With all this excitement. However, I'm sure she'll be all right in another month or two.
But she tried to kill me. She tried to kill me.
For some reason, she was jealous of you. But now that we know her obsession, we can treat it psychiatrically.
She'll be all right, Doctor. She won't try to kill again. I think what might have happened to Virginia.
Mr. Hamill, nothing would have happened. You see, your wife told the robot to kill, but that was not an instruction the robot could carry out.
What do you mean, Professor? You said yourself the robot was going toward Virginia.
Yes, of course, because your wife said go to her. A simple physical action the robot is capable of performing due to its directional mechanism. However, the command kill is not sufficiently explicit. The robot cannot kill in general. It must have step-by-step instructions as to how the command is to be carried out. You see, Mr. Hamill, I might put it this way. To strike out blindly, to kill without thinking, requires an emotional drive, the capacity to hate. And that the robot cannot do. It is, after all, a machine, not a human being.
Presented by the Retro Radio Podcast, retro-otr.com.
Oh, gosh, they all left.